brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're into hour number two. Our guest will stay with us about another 15 minutes. If you go to prisonplanet.com or infowars.com, I'm going to have these stories read length. National Guard whistleblower, doomsday preppers will be treated as terrorists. Then we linked all the admissions separately in media and by the military of that. Just open treason. They're just normalizing it in front of everyone. And an incredible CNN clip that's gotten no attention from Piers Morgan. Ted Turner, I think it's good U.S. troops are killing themselves. All right, going back to Soldier X. He's in the National Guard out of Texas. He sent us all his documentation. Everything he tells us we can already check out separately. He's just giving us an inside perspective. But I can confirm what he's saying. Sir, just continue here with, I mean, what's it like when your NCOs are telling you that, yeah, during the collapse, we'll go take guns, which we saw in Katrina, and that, yeah, people that just, period, having guns are terrorists. I mean, that's how you get our guns. Well, you're just terrorist gun owners. So all the good old boys that love the police state because it was for Muslims, I told you it was always for you. What do you say to that?
I don't agree with it. I mean, it's a suicide mission. You're talking about going taking guns from regular hardworking Americans who are willing to die for their guns, and I'm not going to stand to do that. It's suicide. I'm going to walk up to somebody's door and knock on the door and say, oh, sorry, sir, I'm with the National Guard. I'm here to take your guns.
Well, what they're going
to
do is they're going to do propaganda and burn down houses and blow them up, say, terrorists, turn your guns in if you want food. They know the preppers have got food, so they'll be able to withstand the Soviet-style takeover. That's what this is a siege takeover. And they're worried about all sorts of insurrection, you name it. But the globalists want that. They want the military and police fighting with the citizens. They're going to sit offshore while a civil war starts. I'm telling you, that's on the front burner now. They've got all these fake anonymous groups calling for storming the White House the day before the election and for bombing things. And remember all the Obama's top advisors saying he needs a terror attack to blame it on his enemies? Remember that? Do you remember that, Soldier X?
Yes, I remember that.
Well, we linked to all that in our articles. I'll have a special report tonight. Keep giving us other tidbits here.
There's been prepping for the takeover, basically. During the civil unrest, we're supposed to take over grocery stores, gas stations, and what have you. There's been prepping for that. They've been receiving pieces of equipment to put together makeshift fuel points, basically. They'll be able to set these fuel bags up anywhere they want and set up a fuel point, shut off any gas stations. And if you want fuel, you're going to have to go to them to get it, which means you're going to have to turn yourself over or give up your guns or whatever they want for you in order for you to get fuel and the things you need to survive.
That's right. It's a drawing and coordinating and blockading. Exactly what Stuart Rhodes has gotten intel on, and the military is openly training for this. And that's how they always get your guns, and that's how the Soviets do it, is they lock everybody down. That's why the TSA, Rob Dew just flew out to see his wife, who's working out of town. He said TSA was all past the checkpoint searching people and running IDs, and that's what it is. You're just, oh, okay, you try to come in the grocery store, they got troops there, they'll have TSA-style goons there who are the political officers, they run your license. Oh, come with us. We need to talk to you. Everybody's trained to go with them, and you just disappear. Then they load you on a truck to go to actual killers, and they're going to get off on it. I mean, they're really the scum like this. Just you can see them get creamy-eyed when they're loading people on trucks. Just the pleasure of that to these powerless, weak scum, it's an aphrodisiac to them.
Well, I can tell you that there's a lot of us who are not going to answer the call to come forward and help these people. To help the enemy, what I consider the enemy, the people that I've been fighting for all this time. I never thought that they would stab me in the back and do this to me, but they are.
All right, listen, we're going to come back with a final segment with you. We've been delaying you on the radio using profanity. I understand it's military culture, but you can't do it again, okay, or I'm going to have to let you go. It freeze the charm. Stay with us. One more segment. Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals. But the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40 with no special diets or exercise programs. You can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-939-8955. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance, and until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambrin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambrin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-939-8955. That's 1-800-939-8955.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat it any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Yes, my friends, and I am your host, Alex Jones. If you just joined us, we have Soldier X, who is on base. And during the break, I was talking to him, and an officer walked over and started giving him orders. He's getting out of that area that he's in, and he's outside. I don't know how long he can stay on with us. We've confirmed who he is. Everything he's told us, we've already reverse-engineered and have Army training manuals and other sources. I can confirm it all. You saw Katrina, where they went and took the guns of the high and dry people that they saw as preppers that were prepared and self-sufficient. That's the enemy of the globalist. Globalism is about deindustrialization. Now, I want you to recap everything you told me and then tell me the part about the I-4 NATO troops, because in the NLE training, National Level Exercise 9, 10, 11, 12 they classified, they said they trained with troops from 14 nations to take on, quote, American terrorists. So we do know that they do plan to use mercenaries. They also want to use drones. Those can be pre-programmed to go take out patriots. And then have plausible deniability, and even say terrorists blew up somebody's house. So that's why we're going into this cyber war system as well. God help us. A lot of people are going to hear this and decide to serve the New World Order. They're going to crouch down and lick the hand that feeds them. Those that cried appease were hung by those they tried to please. When freedom fails, good men rot in filthy jails. This is the globalist takeover. I mean, they're coming out in the open. Ted Turner's on the news saying he wants troops to commit suicide. It's a good thing. Played that clip last hour. I'm not joking. We'll play it again. We have open world government being announced on the news channels. New World Order was announced again with Ted Turner. They are just doing it because a lot of the public doesn't know what planet they're on who are into sports and entertainment. And then those of us that are aware, we're the enemy. Well, obviously, we're not under the mind control. We're not under the... Okay, recap everything you said. Get to the latest info. And again, then I want to talk to you about when they're in these meetings telling all of you that, you know, if you're a prepper or a patriot, you're the enemy, you'll be dealt with. If you, you know, we're going to get the guns. If you don't go along with it, you're going to be dealt with. I mean, that's, let me tell you, folks, I've never called for violence, but don't go to a FEMA camp and don't let them take you away. If people just go, okay, I'll go with you, they're going to win. And my God, I mean, this is real, ladies and gentlemen. And this is so insane, but it's real. It's history. Look at all the other countries, what they've gone through. It's all being set up here. The government, 1.6 billion bullets. Okay, you've got the floor. We'll call you Soldier X, known to us. We have your military ID, history, whole deal. Made some calls, confirmed things. But everything you're saying in Melissa Melton's article off Rob News report last night has all the links to backing up in mainstream news what you've said, but you're putting it all together. Recap it all.
Okay. Basically, what's happening is the troops are being told that they're going to be used in the civil unrest that they expect to happen before, during, and after the election. There's been prepping for the such occasion for taking over grocery stores, fuel points, gas stations, basically shutting everything down and setting up makeshift points where if you want stuff, you're going to have to go to the American government to get it, which means if you own guns, if you own weapons or anything, you're going to have to turn those things over in order to get the things you need to survive. And basically, they've said that any of these doomsday preppers will be treated as terrorists, and that any of us National Guard guys who consider ourselves doomsday preppers would be treated as defects and would be handled accordingly. During these meetings, when they've told us these things, it's kind of like shock and awe. I mean, they tell you these things, and in your head, you know, you never thought you'd hear that from your leaders, that, you know, this is actually happening in our country. It's always something that you see happening in Libya.
Yeah, they might as well slap, you know, hammers and sickles on the sides of the tanks.
Right.
Go ahead, keep going.
And so, basically what we see happening, because I know there's a big number of troops that aren't going to want to go along with this fascist movement, and they're going to want to basically break away and join the rest of the Patriots in the fight against this movement. And so our question was, you know, if we walk away, who are they going to have to fight for them? Well, you know, every day we hear in the news about how, oh, we're no longer at war, we're just peacekeeping and all this. But if we're not at war, then why are we preparing for war? They're still building war-fighting vehicles. They're still building war-fighting equipment. They're still doing all
They have the biggest defense budget ever. They just don't. Under the UN model, where they go around murdering, bombing, slaughtering, raping, killing people, putting them in slave labor camps. Just look it up. Look up UN sex trade, UN slave camps, UN slave labor, everywhere. They call it peacekeeping. It's like Obama is the Peace Prize winner. All these new wars with Al-Qaeda, helping Al-Qaeda, our government working with Al-Qaeda, are called peace operations. And he'll get more awards the more people he kills. So it's all a big sick joke. But they signed deals with the Mexican and Canadian government a decade ago to, quote, work together to fight terrorists inside the U.S. or insurrections. Now, talking to people, what percentage, roughly, of the National Guard troops in Texas that you talk to realize what they're hearing is the equivalent of, you know, Soviet troops parachuting out of the sky? I mean, it's just open, in your face, totally illegal, totally criminal, totally off the chart evil.
I would say all the ones that I always have contact with, I would say between 80 and 90% of them aren't going to stand for this.
Yeah, that's the numbers we've got. And so what they're going to do is they're going to attack the military and say Patriots did it. Just be ready for that. And again, if you're an offshore global crime syndicate that wants to bring down the United States and reorganize it, what do? You get the military and police, who in your own manuals you say are your big enemies. The high-level manuals say that's who they don't trust, because they know on average they're not bad men and women. They've been compartmentalized. So you try to get the younger ones to hate the older ones. This is the Nazis did this. The Soviets did this. When Mao took over, he did this 2 years after taking over. Hitler did it less than a year. Night of the Long Knives. Look it up. Lenin did it. Then Stalin did it. Then Khrushchev did it. They always get rid of the last group. Whatever group brings them in, they long knife. Okay? And that's it. They do want to have, it's called a purge of the military and police. And look, none of this has to happen. I want to explain something. I don't think this is probably, I'm going to tell you my gut. I don't think this is going to happen because we've gotten the word out. You've gotten the word out. I know the globalist model. Listen to me carefully. I want to get your take on this. They put out these ideas over and over again. I've been to drills, you know, 14 years ago witnessing just this. And people saw it and said, those can't be real Marines back then because it was just so alien. Now, we've all just had it introduced. The officer's telling you this. They're compartmentalized. They don't know. They're told to take notes on responses. So they're intelligence gathering because the foreign enemy's taken over. The officers are operating as foreign enemy agents now. They're there assessing who will go along with this, and they're marking them down for sheep-dipping cadres to lead Homeland Brigade covert groups, InfraGuard-type groups. Okay, you know, they're looking for people for the security services to really take out to take us down later, and then they're identifying those of you to put on lists. They can't move against us now. A foreign force can't move against us now. They may be bold and try it though. I've miscalculated before with how arrogant and the unspeakable bravado, chutzpah. I don't know, the best term would be hubris of these people. It's hubris, the power of infinity. But I don't, they may try it, though, because here's the deal. Here's why I may be wrong. When I'm wargaming all this in my mind and all my study, they could plan it on being a civil war. See, either they want the civil war for us all to kill each other, and they could drop the hammer, but the military and police will just be annihilated. Because, well, I mean, even, there's 170 million gun owners. I estimate 10%, once it starts, will start resisting. Because it's not fear. It's more people have just been in a sleep state. People just go crazy and say, it's time to die. I mean, I know my fellow Americans. It's going to be unbelievable if this actually happens. It'll wipe out the police and military. Then they'll beg for the foreign assets to come help them. They'll go into fortress modes, which they've been preparing for. Yeah, your take on that?
My take on that is that they're already wiping those of us who aren't going to stand with them out. There's been troops that recently have been kicked out of the military that have given 20 to 30 years of their lives to this military, and they call it that they're doing cutbacks and replacing the ranks with new faces and new soldiers, but we don't see the replacing at all. All we see is the getting rid of, and basically the way they're doing that is before this year, what they used to do, they used to send you a random letter in the mail saying, sorry, you're out of a job. And in the National Guard, if you're a federal technician, you have to be in the Guard to have your job. And once you get that letter saying, sorry, your service is no longer needed in the Guard, you're out of a job and there's no transition programs. There's nothing in place to help you go from soldier to civilian. And so basically they just throw you out on the street with nothing. And basically, that just seems like they're...
And again, and then they're going to make you the enemy. They said you're the enemy. They make people serve 6, 7, 8 tours. They never did more than one. They know it destroys the troops. They know it hurts them. They give you deadly vaccines while saying you're going to be a terrorist later. Everything was to destroy you. I mean, are the guys seeing that now?
Yes. And a lot of us believe that the anthrax shot we were given was some sort of other experimental shot, or even if it was anthrax shot.
No, it was experimental, and it was a slow kill. I'm sorry to inform you.
Okay, well, anytime we ask questions, we don't ever get any answers on stuff like that. When they gave us the anthrax shot, they would make us sit there for 20 to 30 minutes to see if we would have a severe reaction. Well, now soldiers are coming home and dying from these mysterious causes, and basically, it seems like they're just wiping us all out, and what they're going to do is bring in some other country to take over this country.
No, they are. They've wiped us all out already. They've killed us culturally. I just can't believe this is actually happening. They're either just getting everybody acclimated to do this down the road, because they will fail. But then failing, it's more chaos, more death. If they go for the civil war option, they could be getting ready to do it. Man, I just, we got to get the word out. I know for new listeners out there, this is blowing you away. Let's do one more segment, or is that officer going to come over again and tell you to get back to work? Can you keep talking to us, or you got to go?
I got to go because, like, he's in the area, and he's, like, on my...
No, I heard him during the break. All right. I'll talk to you during the break.
Aaron Fullen here. As the food police shut down food co-ops, the Amish and small farmers, Americans are losing access, not just to raw milk and homemade cheeses, but to healthy, home-crafted sources for fermented foods like sauerkraut, yogurt, and kefir. It seems there's a war on life-giving foods with living enzymes and healthy bacteria. But frankly, I'm not sure what the food police are so afraid of. These remarkable foods have been around since the beginning of history, with archaeological evidence for fermented foods and beverages being found across the globe in almost every culture. Even today, Japanese eat miso, Africans eat fermented porridges, Koreans eat kimchi, and in India, fermented milk is a staple for healthy living. But here's some good news. Self-reliant Americans can now discover the secrets to making these amazing fermented foods legally and privately in their own homes. Since it's still legal to make these foods as long as you can make them yourself. For more information, check out fermentationfactor.com. That's fermentationfactor.com. It's easy to create your own powerful fermented foods, and you can do it by going to www.fermentationfactor.com. That's www.fermentationfactor.com.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at Exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at Exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at Exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's Exposed123.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
I was talking to my reporter, some pretty seasoned back there, and they said that it is time to go public. If you defend the Republic, if you believe in defeating these people, you've got to fight in the info war. 90% of war is information. We have the moral high ground. When you're being taught to confiscate guns and being taught that people that are prepared, like Mormons and Amish and people, that's who they're targeting, Christians, conservatives, libertarians, when you're being taught they're the enemy. Folks, that is Soviet Union, man. That is so bad. And believe me, I'm at the top of the list here. I'm getting chills right now. But I'm just like, hey, praise God, I've done the right thing. I've been right. I've studied this. We're trying to stop this as best we can. We need to pray for this country. We need to pray for those that have been steadfast and have tried to be good. We need to pray to avert this. But, you know, then I think, well, this country's killed 52 million babies in abortion. This country's been the heart of the empire. And, of course, we're going to be brought down for it. It's just look at how they destroy the troops. Everything they do is to hurt them. Everything they do is to demonize them. They give them deadly, illegal anthrax shots. It's illegal to give that experimental shot. That's come out in court. They just keep doing it. They gave them experimental smallpox shots, but it killed so many, they had to stop it a few years ago. And they just do this to these people while finding the ones that will shoot at Americans. Just like TSA. It's there to find people that will grab old ladies' genitals. They're creating an army of idiots and evil people and control freaks and perverts. And they just can't find a lot in the military ranks, even though a lot of poor people and stuff join the military. They still, you know, people know they can be killed doing it, so you still get some good people in the military because they're people that have courage. And even if you're silly and ignorant, you've got guts, and guts is enough. To quote Full Metal Jacket, and it's true. And you know what? It's time to codify your facts. It's time to go public. Then they'll call you in and threaten to court-martial you if you don't shut up. Then everybody shuts up. But by then, it's already out. It's time for all the officers that aren't total scum and for the enlisted people and the non-commissioned officers and others. I mean, to speak out and to say no to this. I mean, here's the Washington Times right here. Napolitano stands by controversial report. Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano said Wednesday that she was briefed before the release of the controversial intelligence assessment, we released that, and that she stands by the report which lists returning veterans among terrorist risk to the U.S. That was April 16, 2009. Okay, now we've released, I don't know, probably 20 of these reports over the years we've been given by FBI, federal marshals, state police, military, you name it, and people always go, that can't be real until they admit it's real. Since then, we've gotten re-education camp documents that the Army responded to and said, yeah, those are real. You're not supposed to have those. And then they released it. Like, it's like Ted Turner saying, I think troops should commit suicide on CNN 2 days ago, and it's not even a news issue. We're that broken. We'll put up with anything now. We're going to go to break, and I want to hear from military. I want to hear from police. And I'll try to go to you as quickly as possible. Make your statement, go to the next person, because I'm bad about asking 50 questions and look, you got to choose a side here. I mean, this is a master plan to take over. I studied history. It's an amalgamation of what every authoritarian has done in the last 100 years. I mean, it gives me chills. I'm getting chills right now. It makes me grind my teeth. I don't normally do that. It just makes me clench my teeth. It is so real. It is so authoritarian. It is so bad. If they're able to execute this, if they pull the trigger on this, man, we're going to enter hell on earth. We're talking Civil War, they're going to brand as a revolution, they're going to break up the U.S., they're going to bring in foreign troops after the military and the police go into this war against the American people. And it's targeted, they're going to have us, the patriots, long knife the police and military. Don't be part of this, you idiots, especially arrogant police that think it's fun to be a tyrant. It's not going to be fun once the gloves come off. We do not want to go here. We do not want to have this happen. They've got fake anonymous groups and others and talk show hosts and others who are being able to say things on air and things that I know their agents like Hal Turner calling for violent storming of the White House, calling for killing, calling for bombing government buildings in the name of patriots right now, the day before the election. That's all being pushed right now. They're trying to get something going right now. You've heard the police call in, and we later confirmed it in St. Louis. They're telling them, after the election, get ready for total collapse. I don't know that's a foregone conclusion. We can stop this if we get the word out. But I'm telling you, the enemy is testing everything right now. And if they think they can win a civil war, or if they think they can execute this, and if they think you're going to roll over, like Lindsey Williams' source said, hey, if we roll over to these tests without getting really angry and vocal, they're going to pull the trigger. Every other country's been overrun and taken over by authoritarians. Every country in the last 100 years. And they line people up and blow their heads off. They rape and kill your wife and daughters. Or put them in slave camps. And I'm not going along with this. Okay? Now, thank God we're American. Thank God our founders enshrined that Second Amendment and a fighting spirit. That's the one thing we've got these other countries didn't have. That's the one thing the globalists One thing gives them pause is that. 800-259-9231.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce for the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. We've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The K-Tor hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
Until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, we are here live. I am your host, Alex Jones. Look at what we already put up with. The TSA takes your children to private rooms and take your clothes off. They stick their hands in your pants. There's checkpoints all over the country. The IRS takes houses without even a jury trial or anything. They announce on the news world government has conquered the United States. We are going deeper and deeper and deeper into classical authoritarianism. I could go on for hours, all the examples of corruption and tyranny. You know, yesterday I called the Austin City Council criminal. And, you know, I was talking about how most cities are run by people that just engage in all sorts of inside deals, all sorts of things. And here it is today, and then I'll get into the really big news in your phone calls. Out of the Austin American Statesman, KXAN, you name it. City Council warned on open meetings violation county attorney agrees to defer prosecution. And for over a decade, they meet in secret. They give each other business deals. They all sorts of sweetheart deals. I mean, it's like Chicago or New York or something, and they just break everybody's will. And, of course, it turns out that the attorneys that work for the city and the county, they've been in little meetings with people and have made their own little good old boy deals, and now nobody gets in trouble for thousands of meetings. Oh, and they spent $500,000 on outside law firms to certify it was okay for them to not get in trouble. So just everything is shucking us dry. Everything is a giant scam. And here in Austin, they just come and take people's property, pay them in some cases nothing, call it an environmental preserve, and they don't even wait 5 years now. In 2 years, they turn around and sell it and take the restrictions off. And then they have former mayors and people that own the banks that you've got to go to get the building money if you want the restrictions taken off. I mean, it's just absolutely a joke. They certified our elections at the state level, are fraudulent where I live. We're a UN model city. It's a joke. It's a joke. People have to realize we don't vote in Travis County. That's why it's so criminal. That's why they do whatever they want. We've got to realize how much trouble we're in. And I know you're listening all over the country and all over the world. I know the similar stuff's going on in your area. And they've said, yes, they violated the law. I mean, they could be in jail for years, huge fines, but they're going to defer that. And they're not going to get in trouble. So there you go, KXAN. Just, yeah, again, that's why we're in so much trouble, because these people get away with anything and everything. Now, I want to hear what you have to say about this, if you're active duty military or police or a security contractor, because I know you've all been told this. I mean, everything that military man was just telling us, I already have in the news articles with links to where they admit preppers being put on no-fly list. We famous preppers from TV shows with no criminal record go get grabbed and thrown in jail and everything taken. No judge, no jury. They have the civilian inmate labor camp program. I've been to the urban drills. They admit they're training the Boy Scouts and others for gun confiscation. I've got the New York Times saying how great it is. I've got the new Army manual saying preparing on how to lock down cities and move in incrementally street by street and take the guns. How to announce, turn your guns in, get your new government ID card, and you won't go to the FEMA camp. I mean, they're going to make examples of people. What's terrible about this is you can't go to the FEMA camp. You have to resist this criminal takeover. This is Red Dawn that they're thinking about pulling on us completely. Not slow motion anymore, but hot. But then, even when you fight back, you're fighting back against poor soft kill victims full of deadly vaccines that drink fluoride and who are scared themselves and been ordered to do it. But it's just the way it is. And, you know, I just wish we could arrest Ted Turner. He's part of all sorts of crimes with the UN. And I've got a stack of news articles right here. Sunday Times of London. Billionaire Club and bid to curb overpopulation. All their programs putting stuff in the vaccines in the water. Wall Street Journal. Millionaires try to shrink world's population, report says, in secret meetings. WorldNet Daily. Secret Billionaire Club seeks population control. And then I got EcoScience, where they talked about the plan in the 70s to spike the air and water to sterilize us and kill us, and now they're doing it. Everything they talk about in this book, they were already implementing then. When was this written? 1970. I forget the date here. You think I'm joking? EcoScience. It's online. Read it. It's free. People scanned it. 1970. This is an updated 1977. There you go. I mean, I'm sorry reality's so crazy. Stalin killing 50 million. Lenin killing 25 million. Hitler killing 20 million. Mao killing 60 plus million. Pol Pot killing 30% of the Cambodians. I mean, this is the way it works. Illuminati French Revolution. Over 1 million killed. This is what governments do. And if we don't get back to our forefathers who said we'll look out for this, who said you need guns to protect yourself from this, who said you better keep local control, it's all over. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. But again, if you're a new listener, go look it up. They have said publicly for 3.5 years, veterans are the number one terror threat, and that's what the troops and police train to fight. Now, they're saying that because they know you're not going to go along. They know a lot of you have killed people or been around it, and you're not, and you've got guilt over wars and stuff, and they know you're not going to go along with the New World Order. Well, they plan to use the current military and police to cut you down and kill you. That's why they're putting veterans on no-fly list. Veterans with no criminal records can't buy guns in many cases now. And all the military and police doing this, you're going to be on that list next, too. It's time to just say no to this. Is there no orders you won't follow? Is there nothing you won't do? I'm going to shut up and go to Ken, Alan, Josh, and many others, but I want to hear from police and military right now. Or are people too scared and are just going to do whatever the New World Order says? Because it'll get more and more hellish until you're the one lined up getting shot in the pit by your bosses. 800-259-9231. It is tyranny and its takeover program that we're witnessing. If we give in to fear, they win. If we get back in their face, they go back in their holes. You got to back them off. We've got a bunch of recent Army, ex-Navy, private sector security. I want to hear from police and military. 800-259-9231. Are you going to follow orders to take guns? Are you going to follow orders to try to go and attack gun owners and people that know the New World Order is taking over? Are you going to collaborate with the New World Order out of just pure cowardice? Are you really that cowardly? Did they psychologically profile you when they hired you to be a coward so they know you will serve pure evil to the end? 800-259-9231. Are you getting similar information? Alan, who's private sector security, give us your quick take. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Taking my call.
Yes, sir.
What I'm seeing here, they're keeping it pretty quiet in the security sector. My grandfather's an intelligence, and he's bounced some ideas off of me as well. What he has told me is what he sees happening is more of a modern-day siege warfare. The idea is really kind of to sit back, let people run out of supplies. He knows that that's going to break loose with chaos. You're going to see people... you're just going to be looting, rioting, shootings. People are going to run out of food, and they're going to come to the military for help.
And then Homeland Security, well, that's what the military man was just telling us, our source, Mr. X, Soldier X. No, that's the plan. And then those of us that do have some food and water and guns, we're terrorists. And they're going to tell the public they've got food, they're terrorists. And the general yuppie scum will cheer as we're being hung at sports stadiums. I'm telling you.
Exactly. And what he's seeing is, you know, what they're going to do is they're going to let all this happen for, you know, 5 or 6 months, and the military is going to lay back, let it all happen, and through the chaos, after everyone starts running out of ammo, because there's people storing thousands of rounds, and, you know, as someone who's done a lot of shooting, you know, thousands of rounds can run out very quickly. Once all this stuff starts running out, all these people are going to be begging for help, and that's when the military is going to roll in. And when this happens...
That's what they're doing. The Euro admits they're imploding that to totally have them go under EU dictatorship. The countries are being forced to sign over their final sovereignty. And have you seen the new EU sign? Kurt Nemo wrote about it. This is on the official EU site. It's a giant star with a hammer and sickle at the top, with hammers and sickles all over it. I mean, hammers and sickles. I mean, what more do we need here?
Exactly. And what this is going to do, this is going to give the troops kind of the moral high ground when they roll in, because they're going to think, oh, we're just running in trying to help. That's exactly what they did in Katrina. They didn't run into Katrina immediately as soon as things set off. They waited. They laid back for things to get crazy. And then a lot of the troops were thinking, well, you know, if we're taking guns, we're helping people.
Exactly. And they sat there and jammed the police communication so things would break down. I appreciate your call. A lot of times we get a lot of current military and police calling in. We're not getting that right now. We've got recent Army, Josh in Florida, then Ken, Guy, Dave, and others. Josh, you're on the air. What's your take on what we're breaking down here?
Hi, Alex. Yeah, I just want to say I've called you before and I'll contact you about being an Iraq veteran. We use naked body scanners in Iraq. We use the pat-downs. We use all that stuff. And that's coming over here.
No, MIT said this was the model and that would be in America, that we're going to live. Like, living in America will be like living in Fallujah.
Exactly.
I mean, this is what it's going to be like. You go to the grocery store, they're going to grope you there. You give them a problem, they're going to spray bullets into you up against the wall. This is the takeover.
Yes, and I want to verify a couple of things you've been mentioning. Yes, you're right, as military, I could definitely see the reason why we're such a threat. We've been trained how to shoot. We're physically fit. We have first aid training. We're trained in urban warfare. We're trained in how to collect intelligence and how to report it. So, yes, and I feel guilty being in the Iraq war, after coming back from it, I went to Occupy Miami for months with the end of the wars and the Fed sign because I was so pissed off about it because I felt so upset by it. So, yeah, we're not going to go along with the New World Order. And one last thing about the pigs, the Portugal, Ireland, Italy, Greece, Spain, if they would have realized and known that, you know, what their country was doing to what the banks were doing to them beforehand, that maybe they wouldn't have been collapsed if they were to resist beforehand.
Well, that's what I'm telling you. We're different because of the Second Amendment. We may be able to stop this, but the globalists see, hey, they got a Second Amendment. Let's just collapse it. Let them kill each other. It is just so horrible. And we've got to have military and police start speaking out now. If enough people start speaking out, even anonymously, it'll gain critical mass and we can back this off. We've got power if we use it. Good to hear from you. Let's go to Ken in Minnesota, former Navy. Give us your quick take on that. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. Long-time listener. God bless you and your staff for the work that you're doing, your true patriots. Say, and for your staff and for your listeners, I want you to all listen real close because this is going to ring a bell here. Mike Adams sat in for you, Alex, back on August 6th. And I recall Mike talking about how they want to make the veterans look like the bad guy. He was so really right and so correct about that. On Monday, August 13th, 2012, this year, the TV series Major Crimes, which is an offshoot from The Closer on the TNT network, premiered its first episode, and it was from 9 to 10 Central Time. Just a week after Mike Adams brought the subject up on the veterans being the villains, the TNT network allowed this trash to be seen by the public. It was I was an honored discharged veteran. I was pretty serious about this. And I've just noticed as I get on.
Sir, they've got more than 10 new TV shows, ABC, NBC, CBS, TNT, all of them, where veterans are murdering terrorists that hurt children, and the police come and take them out, and the good military comes and takes them out. And they show the public now, we're going to have a war with the veterans. Just like before 9/11, they had TV shows about Al-Qaeda. I'm telling you, this is how they are preparing the minds, prepping the minds for a civil war. And the average cops, just like the general public, so dumbed down, they're like, well, if it's on TV, veterans are bad, you know. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, anyways, and if anybody wants any more proof of that, if you have, like, on demand, all you got to do is punch in on demand, look up Major
What do they do on the show?
They show these guys coming in into a town there, and they're just blasting up a bank and all this, and they're digging into it and digging into it, and it outright makes the veteran look like the bad guy.
And well, of course. They admit the government pays for that. They pay for pro-Obama messages, pro-government-run health care messages. I mean, they really want to take over. They think they can do it with a civil war. It's like they're starting to Shiite-Sunni civil wars in the Middle East. Good to hear from you. Again, we normally can load the phones up with police and military, who call in and speak out against all this, or can confirm, you know, some of the things we're talking about or deny it. I already know it's all true. Is there no order? Police, would you kill your children in order to? Probably, some of you. I mean, that's where this goes. Would you send your daddy to the FEMA camp because he doesn't love the New World Order? I mean, that's the question. 800-259-9231. I know we've got the phones loaded with former military and police. I want to hear from current. I'm not knocking all these people. I just want to hear from current. Dave in Florida, ex-Air Force, then ex-Army, ex-Marine. God bless you, sir. Go ahead. What's your take on all this?
I'm Air Force retired. I was a contractor for Northrop Grumman for about 6 to 8 years. And I'd like to back up what that soldier said. I've been purged out of the system also because I believed in the New World Order and I would speak out against it. So I've been unemployed for over 3 years.
So like when you see them announce on TV that they're setting up world government, you would speak out against it and they said that doesn't exist, you're fired.
No, they didn't fire me. They laid us off and they terminated the contract.
Well, you know, they build a lot of the components now in China and places, so they don't need you anymore.
Well, that's true. And I worked in weapons systems, so I did a job that I monitored a lot of stuff. And I worked with radar, basically, and in the Gulf of Mexico. and we could trace every aircraft that flew in the United States. They have a program that traces this. Many people don't know this.
You can tell we have a lot of military callers here. The cuss words are flying. We have to delay that out. Yes, we understand it's Bravo Sierra, or how do you say it? Well, we don't need any more of that. Yeah, of course, they order the transponders off, turn them all off. They're all hardwired is what you're saying, and it's pure baloney.
What I did was when aircraft crashed, I sent the rescue planes to find them because, you know, when their transponder stops, we send out aircraft to find them. Like the Hendrix Motors thing that crashed in Alabama.
So what's your take on all this? You think they're going to try to cause a civil war and have the Patriots and the police kill each other? Or is this all just more conditioning?
Well, I think they're going to crash the dollar first. And then the people will do whatever they have to, because in Katrina, which I've seen, they, you know, cut off the food and water supply and the power, and then they can control the people. They'll control the highways. I also went after the military, and I wanted to get into emergency management training because I wanted to help people. And when I found out that they did all this stuff and took control of the people, I couldn't do it anymore. I also went and trained for TSA, passed all the stuff, and then when they gave me the questionnaire, I was never given an interview because I wouldn't molest people.
That's right. No, they do that. They find molesters. God bless you, sir. Got key calls coming up. The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest corn belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled Duracoat.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Trouble so hard, ooh, Lord, trouble so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't nobody know my trouble forgotten.
All right, John is in Wisconsin listening on 1520 AM. We didn't even know that was an affiliate. We're getting so many. And he's former Special Forces, going to give us his take on all this. You know, I have clips I can play right now of Army troops saying they will kill Americans in Katrina and did go to houses and take the guns. I have video of it. So don't forget, that's the default position, and we have the training manuals. And this is the problem with big government. People that love big government and say it's going to help people. It allows tyrants to get in and have questionnaires and things and hire people that will do anything they're told. And we're in a lot of trouble. I mean, the globalists can sit back while there's a civil war in this country, and that is their plan. Go ahead, John, in Wisconsin, and make your point on this, sir.
Well, the closest thing I can compare this to is, I don't know if you've ever actually seen the show Jericho.
Yes, I saw one episode of it where contractors within the government nuke cities to bring in martial law to pose as saviors and then try to round up the patriots.
That's about where you're at. I mean, it's just a matter of time.
What do you make of how bold and crazy this is, though?
Well, there's so many things that I've seen that would blow your mind, you know, just how we treat other people in their own country. I can only imagine if this turns on to us. I don't know. I hope that the American spirit will, you know, do what it always does.
Well, look at what they've gotten away with. Sodium fluoride in the water, chemtrailing us. NSA admits they're illegally spying on us. The government funds Al-Qaeda in Libya and Syria. Ted Turner goes on TV and says, I like troops committing suicide. They need to. They're bad people. I mean, did you hear that clip when I played it? And then that's 2 days ago, and no one even talked about it.
Well, there's a lot of people that probably, you know, they don't want to believe it. But I mean,
that's what I mean, though. But I mean, the EU just came out with their new symbol. And I saw this and didn't believe it when looked on the official EU site. It's a giant star with hammers and sickles. I mean, it's like the troops need to kill themselves, hammer and sickles, the family's bad, forced inoculations, world government's good. Have you heard the newscast where they announced we're under world government now?
I have not. I to be honest with you, every time I turn on, go to look at anything online, I wonder what the hell I even did over there.
No, I hear you. I mean, what about your buddies or people? I mean, are they waking up? Are they concerned?
Well, it seems like everybody is. I mean, I honestly believe I hadn't actually seen that show Jericho, but I have Netflix and I seen it on there and I kind of read what it was about and I turned it on and it's just a matter of time. We all know it. We've seen, if you could see the way that we treat people in their own country, if we were to get treated like that, I mean, I don't know. It's only a matter of time before they start eliminating. I'll be on the first of the list.
Well, that's the deal. It'll be easy when they go out of the first high target, high value target list. But after that, people aren't going to wait anymore. They're going to come for the idiots that follow these illegal orders. This is a death sentence to the police and military that try to execute this. Within 1 week of launching these operations, they will notice a complete shift, and it will be open season. And I don't want it to go there. I don't get some thrill about thinking about hundreds of thousands of dead military and police. Well, you were in Special Forces in Iraq. From your military perspective, I have a historical perspective, plus how our country was founded. I mean, you concur that there will be massive resistance to this?
Well, I would hope that there is. I mean, we're cowboys. That's what we are. We're American. We say sir to nobody.
Well, we got a bunch of commie New World Order globalists running us, and they're offshore, and they want to bring this country down. The answer to this is not have this civil war. The answer is get the word out now.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.